This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. Let's go!
Kia ora ho mā, nō mai, haere mai, ko hana tōku ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Now today I'm pleased to have That's The Ticket entering what I like to call the Beyond section. I've got a couple of cast from Cambridge's Gaslight Theatre's production of Our Town by Thornton Wilder in the studio today. Returning guests, Glenn is back. That's all I'm going to give you, mate.
Kia ora.
Glenn is back. You may recognise his voice from Wang Valley Productions. And then I've got a new to the show. New to me? Have we met before today, Tanya?
No, I don't believe we have.
Oh, well, I mean, I always think the best way to meet people is by talking to them for an extended period of time on live radio. So, you know.
Excellent.
But thanks for coming along. Welcome to That's The Ticket. I guess I'll start, kick it off by saying, how's it going? It's a new kind of thing for That's The Ticket today, because I'm talking to two people whose show has in fact already opened. And I was joking about this before we went on air today, is that I often always talk to people who are in shows or directing shows or whatever when they're in Tech Week, which is like the worst part of doing it. Like, everyone's just tired, stressed, like, is it going to go? Whereas you guys have had time to exhale.
Literally the most stressful time of a show
is
the week before it opens. But, yeah, no, we opened on Saturday night, 23rd of August. So we've had two shows now. Had a matinee on Sunday as well. And, yeah, it's going really well.
Yeah, it's going great.
We've had really good audiences, sold out both shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been awesome to be able to get it finally in front of an audience and get the reactions that we suspected would be there. But, now we know that the audiences are loving it. So, yeah.
Well, and I think that's the thing, because actually, how long were you guys rehearsing for this one?
3 months, maybe?
Around 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, around 3 months, I think.
Because you spend all this time and then you get used to it, and then everyone else in the rehearsal room who's, you know, gets used to it. And so you get to a point, and it's usually in Tech Week, where you're just like, what's even happening? Like, what's going on is this, you know, because you're so entrenched in the show, you can't see it from an outside perspective. And I guess that's one of the curses of being an actor, is unless you're double cast, you never get to see it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think once you start the show, then you start to get the reactions from the audience, and then then it all sort of comes together and you understand that they're actually getting it, and it is what you thought it was.
Yeah.
But like you say, you do tend to lose that towards the end of the rehearsals.
Yeah, because it's not new to you anymore. And then you get a room full of people who it is potentially new to, and that's exciting
for sure.
And kind of reinvigorates the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, opening night's kind of like reading the script again for the first time, because you know, you get the reactions from the audience like, oh, yeah, that bit is funny, I forgot about that. Or, oh, yeah, that bit is, you know, heartbreaking or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You kind of, you get desensitized to that a little bit when you're rehearsing it over and over and over again. And once you see an audience's reaction to it, it makes it fresh again, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. I think the thing that gets me as well is that there's parts that the audience will react to in certain ways, whether they laugh or gasp or what have you, or murmur or make a comment, that you never even envisaged that they would do that.
Yeah.
Like, you never thought that you'd get a reaction from that. So that's fun for us.
Yes.
To see those reactions coming through.
Is.
Yeah.
And I guess going back to Our Town, I do want to do the classic thing that I like to do, which is ask, like, Our Town, when is it? Where is it? What is it? How is it? I mean, we know the win because it's running right now, right?
It is.
And you're out at the Gaslight Theatre in Cambridge.
Yep.
Yep, we are.
And I guess who wants to have a crack? Or, I mean, you can tag team it. Tell me about the show. It's up to you how spoilery we get. Just, you know, what's it all about?
I think I'll let Glenn take this one, seeing as he does the monologues in the show, so he's pretty much got this one down pat.
You're in a bit of a management position in the show, I hear.
Yeah, well, my role is stage manager, but not the stage manager. I am a character called stage manager, which is a whole thing in itself. So the show first performed 1938, won a Pulitzer Prize, written by Thornton Wilder. It's kind of like the quintessential American play.
Yeah.
You know, small town America, early 1900s. It follows primarily two families and two children from those families who end up falling in love and, you know, it follows their lives together. Which is, you know, it's very sweet and nice, and it is a really lovely play. Like the some of the lines, some of the moments in it are genuinely heartwarming.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. It's in three acts. It's the first time I've done a show with three acts and two intermissions, so that's a new thing for me. But I think it's needed for people to be able to process what happens in each of the acts and for each act to have its own kind of flavour, I guess.
Yes. So, yeah. I would say to add on that, because I have read the play and I was telling these two before we went on air, that it's such a good play that I almost wish I could read it again for the first time, because it was just... It's great. If you have the chance to see it, go and see it. It's running at the Gaslight Theatre right now until the 6th of September. 7:30 p.m. shows and 2 p.m. matinees on Sunday. But I've forgotten my original point because I was too busy doing the plug. I guess I would say with the three acts, it covers ordinary life, love and marriage, death.
Yeah. So yeah, each of the acts are named. So it's the daily life, love and marriage, and death. So,
oh, I was close.
Yeah. You're very close. Well done.
I've read the play.
Yeah, and it is very much that does kind of give you an idea of what feel you get from each of the acts.
Yeah.
You know, it starts off, you know, it's a small town in America. It starts off, you know, kind of slow, quiet, small town, the daily life of the people that live there, and then goes from there.
So. Goes from there, yeah. And, okay, so, Glenn, you're playing the stage manager.
Yes.
Tanya.
I play Julia Gibbs, the wife of Doc Gibbs, so one of the two families.
Yeah. Mm, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. And were you guys familiar with the play before you got involved in it?
I had never heard of the play before.
I had never heard of it either.
Oh, my gosh, respect the honesty.
Yeah. And after reading the script and then, you know, getting auditioning, getting the role, and the more we've gone through rehearsals, the more I've got to understand the play, the more I absolutely love and adore it.
Mm.
It's just a fabulous play, and I can see why it won a Pulitzer.
Yes. Yeah. And your director, a friend of the show, Janine Swainson, she's read the play several times.
Yes, once or twice.
Yeah, it's one of her, like, bucket list shows, right?
It is, yeah. So she said she studied it in university. A number of years ago, I'm not going to say how many.
Smart.
I learned my lessons. And she's wanted to direct it ever since. And so this is her, you know, opportunity to direct it. It's her directorial debut.
Mm. Strong start.
Big, big start.
Very big start.
Big move, Janine. Big move.
And that's why I wanted to audition. I know Janine, we're friends, I like to think.
Congrats on having a friend.
Thank you. I have at least one.
Yeah.
When I heard she was directing it, I thought, you know, I'll audition and see what happens. And she decided to give me the role that is basically on stage the whole time, even if I'm just standing there staring at people. So,
hey, you get two intermissions.
Are
you hanging out in those too?
Well, in the first intermission, I have to help with the changes to the stage because I'm the stage manager technically.
Fair.
And then in the second intermission, I have a costume change. So
okay.
I get to sit down for maybe 5 minutes.
Mm. That's all you need.
Yeah, have a drink of water. That's about it.
Get it done.
Yeah.
No.
I don't get bored. Definitely. Yeah.
No. Well, and that's the thing. And I think with what you guys were saying earlier with talking about having audiences in, like, no show is the same, even though this, you know, it's a scripted performance. You've all got lines, roles to play, but it's the added kind of element of the audience that gives each show a little bit of new magic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like the matinee on Sunday was incredible. We had such an engaging audience, which you don't always get on matinees, but it was incredible. And just the feedback they were giving us you get to sort of bounce off that yourself, and it just enhances your acting and enhances the show. We came off of that one feeling really good, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Mm. It was a
great audience.
Yeah. Laughter, tears, like you could audibly hear people crying while you were on stage. It was little bit distracting, but really, really rewarding, I guess.
Well, it makes us feel like we've done our job properly if we're getting those kind of reactions.
So. Don't go shading your audience, Glenn. They're going through it. What are you doing? No,
making them go through it.
But I do want to circle back to what you were saying about, like, opening night. It's like reading it again for the first time. And I'm not sure if I've asked you this before on That's the Ticket, because it's one of the questions I often like to ask. This will be new to you at least, Tanya.
Yeah.
But... like, if a lot of people really vibe closing night, and so I like to ask the question, like, opening night versus closing night, because for me, if I'm in the audience, opening night, because then I feel like everyone who steps on that stage is walking out there being like, okay, I've got to do this right, I've got to say it correct, I've got to nail it, whereas I feel like by the time you get to final night, everyone's like... shifts focus to, this is the last time I get to sing the song.
Yeah,
or say
there's
line.
Like a sadness that goes with closing night as well.
But I mean, because I'm not really an actor, it probably feels different from a performer's side, right? Opening night, you're more like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Whereas final night, you're like, okay, I've done this. I can do this one more time.
So is the question, which do we prefer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to add a third option, the middle of the run.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll start, so like probably this Saturday night or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, that's when I feel like I'm in my stride in terms of knowing a show, knowing how audiences are likely going to react, but also not at the point where I'm like, oh, this is almost over.
Mm.
Which does, you know, it does add that extra emotion to your performance, whether you want it to or not.
Mm.
Which can, I guess... change it for an audience as well. You know, if you see opening night and see closing night, you might see a slightly different show, but purely because of how the actors have grown throughout the season and the fact that it's, you know, it's ending. So, anxiety versus depression, I guess.
I'm kind of with Glenn there as well, because I feel like, you know, you get to opening night and you're prepared and you know your lines and you know your part and everything.
Yeah.
But every show you do, you sit more into your character.
Yeah.
And you find a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And I find that that does kind of peak around midway through the season. So you get to that point where you've really, really discovered your character.
I mean, this sounds like everyone needs to get along to Our Town this weekend. Now, I'm sure by what you guys have been saying and the reviews that I've read... It's just going to be flawless all the way through.
Yeah. Well, we're not saying it's going to jump the shark or, like, the next week are going to be terrible.
No.
But, just as a performer, I think that's what I prefer is middle of the run. This week's going to be fun.
Yeah, it will be,
I mean, that being said, I mean, every day is fun when you get to be in the theatre, right?
Absolutely.
every single day is joy and light.
Yeah.
There was no sarcasm in that whatsoever.
I was like, are you saying one of your lines or something?
No, I'm not.
I can have a real, hard day at work and then still have to go to rehearsal or go and do a show, and there's just something that the theatre does that just lifts me.
Yeah.
And you come off it feeling absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I was being slightly facetious, but I do genuinely, like... my workmates are like, I don't know how you do it. You've got rehearsals every night of the week, pretty much, and you know, you're burning yourself out. And I was like, actually, this is what fills my cup.
Going I'm to exactly theatre the
and being able to perform as this character or direct the show. That's what drives me. Basically,
it's what we in the biz call gig fit, where you're like, okay, I can stay up every night until 11 p.m. and go to work because I'm doing the show. But you asked me to do that when it's not theatre related. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But I'm going to break for a song because your director Janine was kind enough to send through some tracks. And this first one is by Frank Sinatra. It's called Love and Marriage, because second act two, right? Love and Marriage.
Absolutely. Yep.
And apparently this song debuted in the 1955 TV special, which turned Our Town into a musical. Which feels bizarre.
Yeah.
And Janine said, bizarre but fun. But apparently Thornton Wilder hated it. So now we're going to play that song. Sorry, Thornton. But I mean, you know, I find it so hard to imagine this show as a musical.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to watch that now.
Yeah. I mean, it's from a while back, so you'll probably be able to find it. But Janine, thanks for sending this one through, and I hope you enjoy it.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have one without the other.
That was Frank Sinatra, Love and Marriage. Originally in Our Town the Musical, which I was like today years old, or whenever Janine sent the tracks through years old, then I knew that that was a thing. But if you're just joining us, welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney, and I've got Glenn and Tanya from Thornton Wilder's Our Town, which is currently running out at the Gaslight Theatre in Cambridge. We're in the Beyond section. We're covering a lot of ground, but I've got some more questions for you guys because, you know, this is radio.
Go for it.
Yeah.
We could just sit in silence for the next however long and people could just contemplate the show.
Glenn, you don't know how to sit in silence.
Yeah, that's true, like, I don't. Give it a go, mate. But no, I guess I want to ask you more. Obviously, the show's running right now until the 6th of September. More info on tickets at gaslight.nz. Pull over if you're driving then. Give that a cheeky Google. But I just wanted to ask about other people involved in the show. So obviously, we've got you two.
Yeah.
But, like, well, you don't have to name everyone, but, like, how big's the cast?
Yeah, so we've got a cast of 19.
That's
all up.
An achievement for that venue.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And it's an achievement in terms of trying to schedule everybody to be there.
True. But that's quite a few people, actually.
Because I think it's probably one of the biggest plays that I've been part of. Like, musicals, obviously, I usually have a bigger cast.
There's usually thousands, but yeah.
But in terms of a play, yeah, this is, it's quite a large cast. But yeah, it helps, it fills out the town, basically. So you've got all these different people in the town. You've got Howie Newsom, who's the milk delivery guy. You've got Constable Warren. You've got The Undertaker. You know, all these various characters who come on, even if it's just for a scene or whatever.
Yeah.
But it fills out the town and makes you feel like you're part of it.
Wow.
Which is really cool.
That is cool. And, I mean, how... I always like to ask how rehearsals have been going, but obviously you guys have kind of shifted out of that. But, like, I mean, you kind of touched on it with there being 19 people in the cast that logistically it was a bit of a thing. But, like, how was the kind of rehearsal process for this one? Tanya, you mentioned that you guys had been rehearsing for about 3 months.
Yeah. The rehearsals have been great.
Yeah.
It's been an awesome cast of people. Everyone's got along really well and it's just been really supportive.
Mm.
I went into it, this is my debut at Gaslight. I've never performed at Gaslight before. I knew zero people in the cast.
Yep.
So now I know everybody in the cast.
Yeah.
It's been a great experience for me personally.
Awesome.
And it feels like everybody's enjoyed it and we've had a lot of fun along the way, a lot of hard work,
yeah.
But there's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and yeah. We're like Janine, even though it's her first time directing, has been amazing. I think when you've been in as many shows as Janine has, you know what you like in a director and you know what you don't.
Yeah.
So she's been really good. We've had Kevin Lawrence, who might not be known to people who don't do theatre, but people who do theatre would recognise him.
I think he's a friend of the show. I feel like I've had Kevin on.
Possibly.
Yeah.
He's never been on stage.
Yeah.
Although depending what night you come see Our Town, you may see him on
stage. You may see him doing a bit of a cameo.
I may be getting my Kevins mixed up, but please continue.
So he, he's been our prompt and director's assistant and, he's gone to giving notes. He's basically... ready to direct himself, really.
He's got an incredible eye for detail.
He does.
So he's kind of refined things that nobody else probably would have, which has just added to the whole show, really.
And then we've also had Nigel Slaughter, who has been, although he hates the term, our mime coach.
Mime captain, sorry.
Because for those who don't know the show, there's basically no props.
Yeah.
And the only set is a couple of tables and a couple of chairs. So
essentially all the actors have had to learn not only dialogue but a whole lot of mime that goes along with it.
I do have a question on this.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that this came up because I talk about this often and there's never really any reason for me to talk about it and I finally got a reason and now I've hyped it up way too much. But with the mime, were you guys taught or are you aware of the three conventions of mime?
This is probably more a question for you because you do a lot more mime than I do on this show.
No, I'm unaware of that.
Okay, so this is harking back to my year 10 drama class.
Okay.
and so apparently there's three conventions of mime. We've got shaping. See, it's hard to explain this on radio because no one can see me except you guys. So we've got shaping. So you shape the thing that you're miming.
Right.
And we've got consistency. So if I've made a box, I
can't... It has to stay the same size. Yeah.
Or if I'm miming a door, my door handle can't move from here.
That's been a big thing for us, door handles. Yeah, yep, for sure.
So that's consistency.
Yeah.
And then resistance, so if...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving things weight.
Weight, yep. Yes.
Yeah.
If I'm catching something, it needs to have weight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely something that was covered with Nigel when we did some of our mime classes with him. So, working on those and making everything look believable using those things that you've just explained.
See, now I just want to ask you to mime, but I'm like, guys, we've got live performance and there's just silence.
Radio mime shows are the best. They really, capture something.
I mean, this is what I enjoy about That's the Ticket is because I always manage to end up having yarns about set and I'm like, no one can see it. But, I mean, that's very cool, Re the Mime. Shout out to Nigel. I have had him on That's the Ticket, I believe. And, I mean, were you classically trained in the miming arts prior to this?
Tanya spent at least 7 years in France doing purely mime. Didn't speak the whole time. So you can ask her about that.
Wearing a very lovely stripy shirt.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
That was a lie. I apologise.
I've been doing theatre for 4 years.
Okay. So you're that fresh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, welcome. Baptism by fire. Our town and mine.
I stepped on stage 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good on you, mate.
Mm.
Welcome. And, I mean, this is the thing. You mentioned that, when you started Our Town, you didn't know anyone in the cast, and now you know everyone.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, because now you will know them for life, because theatre whānau is forever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is there anyone else we want to shout out? Do you guys have an when I say actual stage manager, I'm not diminishing your role in the show in any
way. No, please. Actual stage manager is correct. We do have an actual stage manager. Her name is Jo.
Kia ora.
and she is wonderful. Her main job is
herding cats.
Yes, and stopping the louder cast members from being too loud during shows.
Okay,
which
is that
happen.
Also you?
It is. I'm on stage the whole time. I'm allowed to be loud because I'm projecting. But on stage you call it projecting. Backstage you call it being a pain in the bum.
I mean, that sounds like someone who's just had one too many warnings, so tried to put creative flair on it.
That I'm guilty, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, crikey. Okay.
I think for me, like, we've already touched on it, but I think I just want a shout out again just to Janine and to the amazing directorship she's brought to us. She's been very... she obviously had a vision and she's worked really hard to bring her vision to life, but she's also been very open to... suggestions from the cast and to try to, you know, for things might work, they might not work, but she always gives things a go. And so it's kind of, you know, it's felt a bit more like a bit of a collective work from everybody, which is, it's always nice to work like that.
It is a bit of an ensemble piece in the sense, like, Glenn, you were talking about how it's, you know, the town, which is why you've got, you know, 19 people in your cast because they're building this town, adding life to this town, giving it weight, giving it consistency, shaping and resistance, if you will.
Nice throwback.
Thank you. That's a callback to the mime chat. But, like, I have huge appreciation and respect for that, and it's really nice to hear from you guys that you've had such a good experience doing this, and that's evident looking at the reviews that you guys have got after your opening weekend. And it's a shame I haven't got Janine here to talk to.
I think that was by design by her, probably.
Yeah. But, I mean, it must be such a strange... I mean, Glenn, you can probably talk to this a little bit because you've directed stuff, but, you know, putting your heart and soul into the show and then once it's on, she's kind of handed it over. It's on now.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, for any director, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
But I imagine that's... 10, 20, 100 fold when it's a show you've known and loved for decades you've wanted to direct for decades and you finally get to do it and it's there. And that's the thing with theatre, and I think we've talked about it on That's a Ticket before, but, you know, with film, obviously it exists forever. With theatre, you've got the show and at the end of the season it's gone.
It's like, done, it's over.
It's not going to be seen the same way again.
Yeah.
Which is... sad but beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
It's something that it's something that you can't recreate in any other sort of art form, because it's very unique. And I think what Janine has done with the show is very unique and shows the passion she has for it.
And I think with sad but beautiful, apt description of our town.
And
a question's just come to me that I should have asked at the top, but I'm going to ask it now because this is how we roll on That's the Ticket. But obviously the show is running now until the 6th of September, 7:30 p.m. shows and 2 p.m. matinees on Sundays. Is there an age rating or anything for the show that you guys are aware of?
No, I don't think there's an age rating. Our youngest cast member is 11.
Okay.
And
I think we had under 10-year-old.
Oh, we had a 6-7-year-old, 7-year-old in the audience on Sunday.
Okay,
and, who gave us a review afterwards?
Yeah. All right,
yeah.
Daughter of a cast member.
Yeah. Loved the whole 2.5 hours of the show.
So there's no age limit. There's no bad language
in it.
Nudity, swearing.
No.
Yeah, anything like that.
It's very wholesome.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a very, very wholesome play.
Like
obviously, there's these big themes, but it's a very wholesome play.
Yeah, like I said before, it's heartwarming. Like, it's not a lot of, you know, you get a lot of hard hitting theatre these days, especially, you know, newly written theatre. But this is something of its time, like pre World War II kind of still have that kind of nostalgia for the early 1900s type thing. It's
you
it's
would
sweet.
Remember, right?
I was born around then. but no, it's a very sweet show.
And I mean, to follow that, I'm going to do something equally as sweet, which is play this week's Rick's Pick. Glenn, you may remember the segment.
I do. My
Tanya,
favorite part.
This is new to you. Uh-huh. If I had a dollar for every time someone said Rick's Pick was their favorite part of the show.
Sorry,
and I'm like,
that must be very insulting.
I mean, it's fair. Because how the segment works is I have an Uncle Rick. He's a great listener of radio, great listener of music. That's the Ticket's number one fan. And when I started the show about 5 years ago, he was like, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like, and each week we can pick a song from the list and play Rick's Pick. And every week I have, and it's great because like he's got great music taste. It's been educational for me. It makes my life easier because it's one less song I have to pick. And now I've added this new kind of thing that no one asked, but I just do it, where I try and pick a song that relates to what we're talking about or the people I'm talking to.
Okay.
And I get a bit English, you say, with it. Like, it's very symbolic sometimes. today I've gone for a Pink Floyd track. And it's called...
I'm loving it already.
It's called See Emily Play. Because Emily is a character in the play, right? So I thought that was quite clever.
Nice.
Excellent.
So, Uncle Rick, as always, mate, thank you for your picks. And I hope you enjoy this one. We'll be right on back.
But misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play three games away. See Emily play. Emily cries, gazing through trees in sorrow, hardly a sound till tomorrow. Touches the ground.
We love a bit of Pink Floyd, but welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney. You're listening to Free FM 89.0 Independent Community Media. If you're just joining us, where have you been? I've been catching up with Tanya and Glenn from Our Town, which is running out at the Gaslight Theatre in Cambridge. We're covering a lot of ground. Getting a lot done, a lot of surprise mime chat, which I really enjoyed. So thanks again for bringing that to the show. Nothing else, Glenn, just Tanya in the mime chat.
Yeah, I'm just here to take up space.
Yeah, but you do it really well. Just so everyone knows, Glenn and I have known each other for a long time, and this is like friendly humour, I hope.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah,
and but Hannah and I go back about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, we've learnt a lot about each other. We've grown together.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we were almost at the other side. We probably never have to see each other again if you want it that way. Although, that being said, if you kind of, this is now me segueing a little bit away from our town and more into you guys as performers.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya, you mentioned that you've kind of recently got into theatre.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, I've been involved in theatre for probably about 10 years, but that was as a result of my children. So I've got twin boys who are now 20.
Mm.
At the age of 11, they auditioned for a show in Te Amuera and got cast as the lead in Oliver. And they played the role together.
Double cast, yep.
Yeah, and I just kind of started working backstage. So I did about 6 years of working backstage and looking after children in different shows and that kind of thing, and then eventually progressed to stepping onto the stage in a ensemble role in a musical.
Okay, Baptism by Fire. I said that about Alta. your first show was in a musical.
Yeah, but that was easy because I was just in chorus, so I didn't have, like, lines and there were no eyes looking just at me. And then I moved from there into a lead role in a small play at another small theatre in Te Amuru. And I haven't looked back.
Yeah, clearly.
And yeah, now I've done about seven, I think I've, yeah, been on stage for about seven shows and stage managed 2 shows.
Okay.
In the last 4 years.
All right. Great use of free time. sounds like the time.
What is free time?
Yeah,
I was going to say. I also work 6 days a week.
Okay. All right. Good on you. And nice little mix of musicals and plays. Mm. I don't know if I've asked you this question before, Glenn, but I'm going to ask Tanya. But which do you prefer, plays or musicals? Which one are you going to save
plays,
from the burning
absolutely.
Building?
Absolutely.
Plays?
Plays. Every time.
Oh, she didn't Every hesitate. Time.
I think because musicals, I'm not really a solo singer, so I'm never going to be right up there. And I love being able to take on a big role in a play and really immerse myself in the character.
Okay.
And I guess when I go on stage, the minute I step on stage, I'm not me. So for me, it's, I guess, a form of escapism.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. I just love it. Yeah.
Respect. Glenn, I mean, where do we start?
I don't know. I mean, I've only been involved in theatre for 7 years, so it's not that much longer. Only 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot's happened in that 7 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've really, it's not a competition, but both of you are really just out there just doing a lot in a small amount of time in the theatre realm.
Yeah, yeah.
Find a passion, embrace it.
Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. Just go all in. Mm. So, I mean, Glenn, you've done almost everything.
Almost. I haven't, ironically, haven't stage managed.
Yeah, have you been backstage crew?
I have helped backstage for shows. I've done props for shows. I've
wardrobe?
I haven't done wardrobe.
Still time.
Still, yeah. I I'll get there.
Yeah.
I have run sound for a show that I directed. So that was, I mean, it was a play. It wasn't a musical. I didn't have to mix microphones or anything. That was, thankfully.
Did a sound job.
Yeah. thank you.
Cheers.
But yeah, no, I've done a lot.
And I guess you're in our town right now.
Yes.
Was Bonnie and Clyde earlier this year?
It was. We finished, I think, around the 25th of May, and I think rehearsals for our town started the week before.
Okay.
Or the week, no, the week after.
Week after. Yeah.
All right.
So I had a week of nothing.
Right. So we've gone from Bonnie and Clyde the musical to our town the play.
Yes.
And you have another play.
I do. I'm also directing a play for Wing Valley Productions called Outside In.
Yep.
We started rehearsing at the end of July, so I'm currently, well, up until we opened this show, I was in rehearsal 5 times a week.
Mate.
3 for one show, 2 for another show. So, and I've got Georgia Pollock-Barker, assistant directing Outside In, so she's running a third rehearsal for that show each week, which I can't get to because I've been at Our Town.
Okay. More info on tickets to Outside In can be found at themeteor.co.nz. And then after Outside In, you've got another thing, right?
Yes. So this year with Wing Valley, we started the Wing Valley Youth Theatre Program.
Yep.
Which has been going really well. We've got 4 classes a week.
Nice.
All acting classes, some for Trinity exams, some for you know, just the fun of it. Well, I mean, it's all fun. But and we have our junior show coming up in October as well, 23rd and 24th of October. It is The Magic of Oz, which is adapted from L. Frank Baum's...
The Wizard of Oz?
The 13th novel in this Oz series, which is The Magic of Oz.
Okay.
I didn't realise there's 14 Oz books.
Yeah, I knew there were a few, but I didn't realise there were that many.
Yeah, so, and it was adapted by Georgia Pollock Barker, who's one of our tutors.
Yep.
And she's also directing it, so she's doing amazing with
that
show.
She's probably almost as busy as you are, mate.
She is more busy than I am. Yeah, I've foisted a lot of stuff onto her.
Yeah, still, I mean, okay, and then in theory we're going to have a break after...
In theory there's a break after that.
After the fourth show of the year?
Is that the four? Yeah,
yeah.
Four shows. Yeah. Yes, in theory there's a break after that. I have managed to remain married because both my children are also in our town. So
okay.
I've taken them out of the house as well. And they're both also in The Magic of Oz. So
okay, start them young with the back-to-back theatre.
So, yes. And my daughter's actually also in Unconscious, which is Nigel Slaughter's play that's being put on in November, I believe.
Okay.
Or later this year anyway, yeah. So, my kids are taking after me in terms of having no free time.
Great. we love to see it. I mean, I love to see it because all I do is talk to people on That's the Ticket about it and then go sit in the audience. Great system.
Yeah.
Try it sometime.
yeah,
Tanya, have you got anything on the books after Our Town?
No, I am actually going to have a break.
Okay, I almost believe you.
Yeah, no, I am. I've got nothing on the go. I'm going to focus on family a little bit. My son, one of my sons is currently halfway through a performing arts degree
okay.
in Auckland, so he's going to have some shows coming up towards the end of the year that I'm going to look at going up there and watching and... Yeah, just going to focus on a bit of family for a while.
Great, sounds good. And I guess if anyone doesn't have anything else to plug, I might get into my upcoming events section.
Go for it.
Feel free to interject. or just like have a chill. But here are some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton in the not-so-distant future. So in case you missed it, Our Town by Thornton Wilder is running at the Gaslight Theatre right now until the 6th of September, 7:30pm shows and 2pm matinees on Sundays. More info and tickets are available now at gaslight.co.nz. Put some faces to the voices of Glenn and Tanya that you've been listening to for the last, like, 45 minutes. Over at the Meteor, Wairere Te Tato Punamu, the Peace Child, is running on the 28th to 30th of August with 7pm shows. More info on tickets at themeteor.co.nz. As mentioned, the play that Glenn is directing, Outside In, is coming up at the Meteor in September. More info on tickets at themeteor.co.nz. Friends of the show, Ha Ha Hamilton, are back at Navara Lounge with a Comedy Lounge event for September. So on the 3rd of September, you can go have a laugh. More info and tickets are at Eventfinder. And then up the road at Clarence Street Theatre, they've got The Boss, the Bruce Springsteen Experience, and on the 30th of August. More info and tickets at Ticketek. And as I like to say at the end of every time I do a little list of upcoming events, I am not the definitive guide of all the cool creative things happening in Hamilton, the Waikato, because there's so much on. And if I was going to try and, like, you know, talk about everything that's happening, I wouldn't need Glenn and Tanya. But it's slightly more engaging with you guys as opposed to me reading a list. That being said, I can't stress enough, like, support your venues, support your creative mates, book your tickets in advance. We love to see it. But time's kind of ticking away, and Glenn, I've probably already asked you this question. It's a question I like to ask near the end of That's the Ticket, because you two have been here on TTT giving me the tea, the inside scoop, the gossip on Our Town. And so my last question is usually, like, how do you take your tea?
I have answered this question before, and you didn't like my answer. I don't drink tea.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm a coffee drinker.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. No.
You didn't evolve?
I have not evolved. I'm still... I'm still a terrible coffee drinker.
Terrible? Did you have too many?
Yes.
Okay, how many?
Well, actually, I've been better lately, but probably three a day.
Okay. What's the latest you will have a coffee in the day?
Not every day, but maybe I'll have one about 8 o'clock at night.
8 p.m.?
Yeah. I can have a coffee and go straight to sleep.
Yeah, so can I. Oh. But I normally put a splash of whiskey in it as well.
Okay, that's the first on That's the Ticket.
Sorry, you can't see the inverted quotes. I just did it on the radio.
You literally were like, splash, and then did the line.
What do you mean, Glenn?
Do you drink tea, Tanya?
I do.
How do you take your tea?
Same as coffee, black.
Okay.
Yeah. I generally don't put the whiskey in the tea, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a whiskey move there. are we bag in or bag out? Like, tea bag in, leave it in, or do you take it out?
No, out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, my thing is if it's a theatre tea, like a green room tea, I'm more inclined to do bag in because it's all a bit, I don't have time to let it draw for a bit, like stew, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
But, you know, okay. Oh, you might be my first black tea.
Oh, there you go.
On the show. But anyway.
I just don't like milk.
just in general. Wait, oh, so black coffee and black milk.
Black tea. Not black milk.
Gosh. Guys, maybe
we
should
don't,
just
we don't want to we don't want to go near the black milk.
No. Oh, crikey. Look, I might stop talking. Well, actually, I will keep talking and say thank you to you two for coming in.
Thank you.
You know.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Anytime. You're welcome back, Tanya. Glenn.
No.
I've outstayed my welcome, I'm aware.
No, I'm sure you'll be back. Or you'll be sending other people back, right? Yeah.
I'll bring someone else next time.
All the best for the rest of the season. I hope it continues to, go as the opening weekend went. And then to my lovely listeners, you can bet I'll be back next week with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, I've got some more music to play, thanks to Janine, because, you know, we haven't thanked Janine enough today.
Thanks, Janine.
Thanks, Janine.
But she's going on theme. We've got a John Mellencamp song called Small Town.
Yeah.
And I assume it's because our town is set in a small town, right?
Correct.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, Janine, thanks again. Congrats on your debut and all the best for the rest of the season. Mā te wā, team, enjoy this one.
Got nothing against the big town. Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.